Let's review some of the problems we face and how they are related. 1. A growing trade deficit. The U.S. trade deficit for 2006 is forecast to be $423 billion. This means we as a nation will consume $423 billion more than we produce. On a smaller scale, this would be the same as a family who earns $5,000 a month, spending $6,000 a month. Now, you and I know that this $5,000 a month family is only making their problem bigger. This problem leads to the next problem. 2. A growing U.S. national debt. According to the Treasury Department, 42 presidents from Washington, 1789, to Clinton, 2000, borrowed a combined total of $1.01 trillion from foreign governments and financial institutions. Between 2000 and 2005, the Bush White House borrowed $1.05 trillion, more than all the previous administrations combined. Getting back to the $5,000 a month families, many of these families tried to solve their problem by taking out home equity loans. You have seen the ads on television telling you how smart it is to pay off all your credit card bills with a home equity loan. This is a smaller example of pushing the problem forward. The president and the government today are solving the problem in much the same way, taking out a home equity loan on our future. This problem leads to the next problem. 3. A falling dollar. In 1971, the dollar was converted from real money to a currency. In 1971, President Nixon was trying to solve a problem. Too much of our gold was leaving the country. Why was gold leaving the country? The answer is found by going back to problem number one, a growing trade deficit. Because we were buying too many Japanese and European goods, the difference between what we sold to them and what we purchased from them was collected in gold, because back then our dollar was backed by gold. To solve that problem, President Nixon simply changed our dollar from an asset to a liability, an IOU. Today, our trade deficit is higher than ever before, and our IOU to the world is massive. Instead of backing our dollar with gold, the United States can just print more money. Just as we, as individuals, use credit cards or write checks without any money in the bank, the difference being that you and I can be arrested and thrown in jail for writing bad checks. While printing as much fake money as we wanted was intended to temporarily solve the problem in 1971, it did not solve the problem of overconsumption. As a result, the 1971 change created even more problems, very big problems that we are beginning to pay for today. Between 1996 and 2006, in just 10 years, the U.S. dollar has lost half of its value when compared to gold. In 1996, gold was selling for approximately $250 an ounce. By 2006, just 10 years later, gold was selling for over $600 an ounce. As an example, in 1996, if you had put $1,000 in the bank, today, 2006, it would be worth less than $500 in gold. Instead, if you had purchased 4 ounces of gold for $1,000, today that gold would be worth $2,400. This 1971 change in the rules becoming global meant that savers became losers. People who believed that their money was safe in the bank lost, simply because they did not really have money in the bank. They had a currency, an IOU from our government. People who live on fixed incomes will find life more expensive. Their dollar will not go as far. What the government is telling these people is that the problem is inflation. What the government does not tell them is that the problem is really devaluation. Our dollar is dropping in value simply because our government is printing more money to solve their problems. By the year 2020, a loaf of bread may cost $12, but pension checks for those who get them will stay the same. This problem leads to the next problem.